If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier, Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Columbia.
Coming up on Columbia Calling with me, your host, Richard McCall, here in the city of Bogota, 2,600 meters closer to the stars. We'll be talking all things Columbia today, and also we have very special guests on Awake Adventures. Now, Awake Adventures are a new adventurous travel outfit who will be rowing, kayaking along the Magdalena River this August. So tune in later to find out how you too could be on their trip along the Magdalena River, Colombia's most iconic river, to see the Cumbia Festival in El Banco, to participate and to enjoy one of the most scenic routes in Colombia. So listen to me, Richard McCall, on Columbia Calling later on today.
You're tuned in to OverseasRadio.com, your online radio resource about life abroad.
What does your dream job look like? Is it spending an hour or more every morning, every night, stuck in traffic? Is it staying up late to finish that report for the boss? No, didn't think so. So where are the opportunities for the entrepreneurs with a sense of adventure? Where are the businesses for sale that allow you to be your own boss on your own terms, wherever in the world you choose? OverseasVentures.com. Overseas Ventures is the first business listing directory of its kind. Our focus is to provide a personalized experience for those looking to invest in overseas opportunities and start living their dream of the Overseas Ventures lifestyle. With everything from tiki bars on the beach in Belize to boutique hotels in the warm, sunny Caribbean to online opportunities for those who want to live out of their suitcase and just travel the world. Overseas Ventures is the first website dedicated solely for the global entrepreneur in mind. Check us out now at OverseasVentures.com to dream, own, and live a new life abroad.
You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network, the exclusive online radio station for the expatriate community.
Welcome back, folks. It's that time of the week again, and you're listening to me, Richard McCall, your host here on Columbia Calling. I'm radioing in from Bogota, so that's 2,600 meters closer to the stars, and we're going to be talking all things Columbia here in the first segment, and then later on we're going to be talking to Miguel Torres of Awake Adventures. That's a new outfit. They've been around for a few years, but it's a new outfit because they're young, they're dynamic, and they're constantly evolving. Anyway, they're going to tell us how we can be involved, or how you can be involved, in kayaking with them along the Magdalena River, Colombia's most iconic river, participating, well, not participating per se, but enjoying the Cumbia Festival in El Banco, a town in Magdalena, and of course kayaking on to my stomping ground, Mompós in Bolívar, Mompós Tierra de Dios. Founded in 1537 and today a perfectly preserved colonial relic along the banks of the Magdalena River. So if you're interested, if you're a journalist, if you're a writer, if you're a blogger, get in touch with Awake Adventures to find out how you too could be kayaking along the Magdalena River with them in August this year. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Don't miss out, folks. So that's my spiel on that. And I will come back to it again, because they are really pushing out the boat, pardon the pun, they are really pushing out and offering a very spectacular opportunity for anyone interested in adventure travel, rivers, kayaking, culture, music, colonial cities, history, nature. I mean, think about it all. So it's a four-day package, August 16th to 19th, 2014. Get in touch with me if you can't find the Awake Adventures website, but it's easy enough, awakeadventures.com. And then get in touch with them. They all speak English. And so find out how you two can be involved. And I will be blogging about this too this week, just to keep the pressure on and the promotion up. So what's been going on? Well, the World Cup is over. Who missed that? No, I mean, I lost interest a long time ago when Colombia were knocked out. But yeah, Germany won. That's four times champions. That's no mystery to anyone. They weren't. People always say they're methodical and stuff. No, this German team is different. This German team plays with heart. It's a team. So the Latin American pretenders, Argentina, didn't make it this time. And yeah, there'll be an introspection there. But Brazil, of course, was the biggest humiliation. Home team, 7-1, 3-0, couldn't even come in third, came in fourth. And, but most importantly, here in Colombia, James Rodriguez is the Golden Boot winner. The guy who scored the most amount of goals. And he only got through to the quarterfinals. Well, only, I say. I mean, what an achievement. Got through to the quarterfinals and was still the winner of the Golden Boot. You know, talking to Colombian friends, and they've been in disbelief that a Colombian could have won the Golden Boot. So, I mean, you know, this is yet another opportunity to shine a favorable light on Colombia and, you know, the progress that's taking place. We've now got the alegría, the joy back in football. And most eyes will now be on the Copa America, which will be coming up in a year or two. This is a young Colombia team coming through. Yes, of course, there's some veterans who've retired. Mondragon, the goalkeeper, the reserve goalkeeper. Oldest person to ever play in a World Cup now. And Yepes, Mario Yepes, the cultured defender, whose goal should have stood against Brazil, but that's another story. So, yes, we've got a young team coming through. Quintero, James, Rodriguez, and, of course, Falcao getting back to fitness. You know, there's opportunity to win some silverware there. So we've got to cross our fingers, hope, and you know, keep the spirit of Colombian football alive. It's been so reassuring to see so many foreigners and to hear of so many countries overseas supporting Colombia. So that's, you know, that's a big deal for Colombians who've been, you know, cast in a poorly light, in a negative light for so long. And I've been filming this last week. I've been filming 3 days. I've been filming for the Avianca advertising for the flight, the direct flight that was launched just a few weeks ago now, or a week ago. The direct flight between London and Bogota, recommencing 15 years after it was taken off the market. You know, it wasn't something that was making money 15 years ago, but now Avianca have reopened the route, putting London as their key market and the flight. So Bogota, London, 10 hours with Avianca. I will be going to London for the first time in 5 years come October on this flight. And I bought my flights back in February for $600. Can you imagine? $600 round trip. So for me and my wife, $1,200 round trip to London in October. But of course, the flights are much more expensive. Should you buy them later on? I bought, you know, 7 months ahead of time, 8 months ahead of time. So it's different. Friends of mine in England were saying, you know, I can't even plan what I'm doing a week ahead, and you've managed to book flights to in October. So anyway, so I was doing some filming with some other bloggers. Flora Baker, she's Flora the Explorer. That's her blog, very famous. Marcela Mariscal of Sea Colombia Travel. So I'm very grateful to them for their company these days. We've been filming in Montserrat. We've been filming in your Café Rec, which is a cafe I'd never heard of in the Candelaria, where you can have your own tasting session there. If it's just one or two of you, you can even do a tasting session, learn how to appreciate coffee and see the different ways of creating coffee. Well, I even went to a proper chocolate place. So we were eating different types of hot chocolate. I had a hot chocolate with coriander seeds in my hot chocolate. It was absolutely delicious, and that was called the Chocolateria in La Macarena. Where else have we been? We were up in Usaquén filming as well, you know, what used to be a village some 40 odd years ago, but has now been absorbed into the northern section of Bogota. So we were up there filming, checking out some art galleries, And we'll continue filming too. I mean, the last piece has been to film in Zipaquirá, so in the famous Salt Cathedral. So you should see me on some advertising coming up. So if you don't know what I look like, I'm the tall bloke with two girls wandering around Bogota looking at the sights. So this radio journalist gets around, and it's all fun. Anyway, so listen, I've been receiving emails, which is a great fun to get emails asking questions of Colombia and asking who to get in touch with and so on. Keep them coming. That's ColombiaCalling@gmail.com or alternatively through the website ColombiaCallingRadio.com, and we're on Twitter @ColombiaCalling. Things keep getting stronger and stronger for this little niche show. And I'm happy to say that that's a real pleasure, that there are people out there interested in hearing about Colombia and interested in hearing about people doing important and different things here in this country. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Miguel Torres of Awake Adventures, and we'll hear all about their projects here in Colombia. I'm Richard McCall. This is Colombia Calling. Keep listening, please.
Pack your bags and explore the world with us. You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network.
You've got questions about Colombia, and Escape Artist has answers. Is Colombia a good fit for me and my plans? How do I buy a house, find a job, find a doctor, start a business, invest in real estate? What should I know to better appreciate its history, its culture, its opportunities? What is it really like to be an expat in Colombia? You'll find your answers at colombia.escapeartist.com, your complete and trusted guide for living, working, playing, investing, and retiring in Colombia. That's colombia.escapeartist.com.
You're tuned in to OverseasRadio.com, the station to help you reach your dream destination.
And we're back. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall, and we're here with Miguel Torres. Every week we have a special guest on the show doing something interesting here in Colombia, and I'm very happy to have Miguel and the team from Awake Adventures here on the show, because they're young Colombians, much in the same vein as people I respect, doing something different here for the tourism market in Colombia. So Miguel is, he's the most Anglophone, let's say, of the team. Welcome on the show, Miguel.
Hello, Richard. Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here with you, and very pleased to show to the world our work and our passion for traveling here in Colombia.
Excellent. Now, Miguel, I don't promise that the whole world will listen, but we'll get some listeners out there for you. But now, Awake Adventures, where did the name Awake Adventures come from? What are you trying to promote here?
For us, it has been, traveling in Colombia, it has been an awakening process for us, because we were living in a country that was in a very deep conflict, and we were young, urban Colombians, mm-hmm, that were like inside a bubble, mm-hmm, and traveling. The three of us began since 2002, mm-hmm, began traveling around Colombia in a process of discovering the country, and in that process, discovering ourselves a little bit.
And you're all friends from university or from before university?
No.
All the life?
Traveling.
Oh, okay,
because
traveling.
We are from different universities and different schools.
Okay, very good. And now, so when you started traveling in Colombia, people didn't travel in Colombia,
no.
You know. So how was the reaction to that? We're going out to discover Colombia. How did people react to you when you said that?
At first, the people were saying, like, you guys are crazy. Are you going to walk from here to Chingaza, or are you going to go to the Magdalena River and paddle it? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. We are going to organize the protest for your kidnapping.
Really? Yeah, okay, yeah, so there we go.
Our friends did that. Like, it was just a joke, but it also meant, like, the reality that we were passing
Yeah, I mean, but there was a very unfortunate reality in Colombia at the time. But, you know, we can safely say that things have moved on. Colombia isn't without its problems, but we're not going to focus on those. But, you know, international and national travel have grown in these last few years, and we continually see that things are improving and the more people are coming. So you guys decided to set up Awake Adventures. Tell us a little bit about some of the offerings that Awake Adventures have.
Awake Adventures, it's been specialized on soft adventure traveling. Mm-hmm. And we organize this expedition format trips. Mm-hmm. That allow the travelers to go to places far from the roads, get into the pristine mm-hmm. ecosystems, national parks, as well as the rivers. We've been kayaking through many of the main Colombian rivers, the Magdalena River, which is actually our first trip as Awake Adventures. When we did it, we didn't know that we were going to be a tourism company or a tour operator. We were just doing one more trip as we liked and as our passion and our hobby. And then we discovered that what we were doing was actually a new trend in tourism, which is the active adventures of active traveler or the soft adventure. And we have been specializing in that since then, nature. And that with that way of traveling, it comes a lot of cultural interaction mm-hmm. because you get to small towns with the people very open to you. They are very pleased to have travelers to get there and value their culture, their territory, their land, and, mm-hmm. and their beautiful landscapes. And it's a really great travel experience.
And these towns, they're not used to tourism at all, no? So
no.
Where you are focusing is really just alien to tourism, really, I would say.
Yeah, it's totally different. It's not a tourist. We don't like to talk about touristic experiences. We like to talk about traveling. We don't take tourists. We take travelers to go with us, because I think that Colombia, most of Colombia, it's actually a country for travelers that want to really get engaged with the local culture and find a culture that it's very open to that. The Colombians, in everywhere, they're very open to travelers and to people and to share their culture and everything with them.
And I think, as you say, Colombia is... It's more for travelers. Part of that's because of the lack of infrastructure and the lack of travel, but equally it's ideal for those people who want to make an adventure. So you come around, and I was looking at your website. Now anyone out there listening, you should look up this website. It's at awakeadventures.com. So very easy, awakeadventures.com. All of the details are on there: social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. All of the phone numbers, but you've got trips out to places where I dream of going, like the Cerros de Mavecure and various other rivers. I mean, how did you end up sort of developing a product in these areas where no one would visit?
Yeah, we began after we established like our partnership for organizing a tour operator. We began in our free time. We were still studying, but we began traveling around Colombia, and we kept doing it. And in those trips, we were more structured, a little bit, engaging with local guides, local operators, and pretty much anyone who wanted to help us or interested in having a relationship with us. Mm-hmm. That's how we began to structure the guest houses or the places where we would do the accommodation, mm-hmm. because it's very it varies a lot. You can sleep in a hammock, you can sleep in a bed in the house, in the room actually of the owner of the house, because he shares it with you.
Okay.
or small hotels, depending on the development of the tourism infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But we engaged with the people and made this relationship, and then designed the trips, mm-hmm. organized them, and we began to promote them.
And it's going very well.
Yes,
yes. It's going very well. 5 years, I mean, you know, it's the people come and go. Agencies disappear, but you're still here. You're doing this. You're doing something different. Yeah. Now, I just have to mention, your English is very good. Where did you learn?
I learned it in the U.S., uh-huh. and then in school a little bit, okay. and working. I worked for an NGO.
Okay. Okay, so, I have to ask, because the level of English here in Colombia is not very good.
No.
It's getting better, and you may have seen that the government launched a new policy yesterday.
Yes, yesterday.
Which is actually called Colombia Very Well, and we don't really know what that means. So that's it. It's almost like a Colombia Nada, that one. So it's Colombia Very Well. But I think you don't need that. You're right. Now, so we're talking about travel. And now, you also do a trip out to the Tatacoa Desert, which is an amazing place near to Neiva. And do you coordinate that with meteor showers and when it's for stargazing and people of that nature, or for bird watchers? Who would you sort of promote that kind of trip to?
Yes, the Tatacoa Desert is a trip like for many type of travelers,
yep.
or people. The most specialized ones are the ones that go to the Tatacoa Desert to see the stars, and it has actually a very good astronomic observatory.
Mm-hmm.
And they have specific dates and a specific season, mm-hmm. to see because of the clearly,
yeah, the clarity of the sky.
The clarity of the sky.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry.
That's all right.
But the Tatacoa Desert, it's a beautiful, beautiful landscape,
mm-hmm.
Right beside the Magdalena River.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a desert, but a dry tropical ecosystem, which is very unique and very beautiful. And we go there in our way, our like awake way, which is we began kayaking from Neiva,
mm-hmm.
which is the capital of the department of Huila.
Yes.
And we kayak for about 4 hours and get to Villavieja, a small town, very beautiful, very peaceful and quiet. With a lot of great people that welcome us, and Villavieja is the door to the Tatacoa Desert,
mm-hmm.
and then we get to the Tatacoa. We spend a couple of days hiking there, sharing with people, seeing the way of life, because it's a very
mm-hmm.
A water stressed ecosystem. So mm-hmm. it's very interesting to see how they have managed to cultivate agriculture,
mm-hmm.
and they share that with you. So pretty much anyone
mm-hmm.
that enjoys nature, that enjoys a bit of adventure, a little bit of outdoors, not for experts.
Mm-hmm.
All our trips are soft adventures, so all our trips are suitable for anyone
mm-hmm.
who has more than the skills, the disposition to live this experience.
Very interesting, Miguel. Really, really interesting to hear about the different types of adventures. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back, and we're going to focus on one of the key aspects and what you mentioned at the beginning, kayaking on the Magdalena River. So we're going to take a short break. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall, here with Miguel Torres of Awake Adventures.
Your expatriation destination. This is OverseasRadio.com.
Worried about rising taxes, costly insurance, out-of-control health care, economic decline, staggering debt, mortgages, and retirement? It doesn't have to be this way. Escape to Ecuador, one of the most beautiful countries on the planet, and at EcuadorAtYourService.com, be your guide. Ecuador has been named the number one retirement destination in the world 3 times in a row. So if you're searching for beaches, jungles, farmland, cities, affordable healthcare, and a richer lifestyle at half the cost, contact EcuadorAtYourService.com.
Sit back and relax. You are tuned into the Overseas Radio Network.
And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall, and we're here with Miguel Torres of Awake Adventures. We've been talking about the offer that Awake Adventures have. And if you're interested, if you are a nature lover, if you like adventure and culture and national parks and being outdoors, as Miguel mentioned, look up their website. That's www.awakeadventures.com, and you can find them all over the web. But, you know, these guys are it's a young team. I don't know how many people are working in this.
We're three partners.
Three partners. You basically, you pick up the phone, you email, you telephone and Awake Adventures, you're going to be speaking to one of the owners. You're not talking to an assistant at any point. So I think that's really good because it's reassuring. You know, you're getting the product. You're getting the accurate product. Now, I read a phrase. I know in all of this sort of tourism and all these things, they come out with new phrases: ecotourism, sustainable, and so on. And the most recent one was like geotourism, sort of making a destination, but positively affecting the community. So, I mean, affecting is perhaps a bit of a negative word, but positively. Encouraging tourism in these, but not creating a difference so that the local people do benefit from this tourism. And I can see now that Awake Adventures is really involved in that. I mean, you are low level, very much involved in improving conditions in these towns. Yes. Do you do social work in some of these projects, or is it just an awareness?
I would say that it's just an awareness due to our actually capabilities and our size.
Sure.
But we have grown with this strong focus on the social and environmental sustainability. I know that that's a buzzword.
Yeah.
But we have our brand has been conceived with seven values. Basic core values that involve, like, one of them is the traveler is the same as host.
Mm-hmm.
So for us as a company, our hosts are as important as it is the traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes everything. That changes the way you interact with both and the way you actually allow or encourage the interaction between the traveler and the host and the local.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. Yeah,
and yes, of course, we are totally like we feel this country and especially the rural country. We feel it in our hearts. I know that's a bit.
You're being poetic, but it's okay. It's okay though, because I understand. Because here in Colombia, there's a big disconnect between the urban and the rural,
yes.
And so the fact that you are embracing the rural. It's very important. You're bringing back a reality. So, well, let's move on a little bit. Now, your cornerstone, your key offering. The first thing that you did offer was on the Magdalena River. It was the kayaking up the whole. Was it all 1,540 kilometers of it, or I mean, how did you work this one out?
Yeah, that one we didn't sell it. We just did it.
Yes,
a large group of 30 people.
Yes.
And we did it for 40 days. We traveled through the Magdalena River.
40
an,
days.
An expedition of 40 days.
So
yeah.
Like Jesus in the desert. So, okay. All right. 40 days and 40 nights.
But then our operator began with the first trip that we organized that was for 8 days in the arm of Mompós, the part of the river branch of Mompós. Between Gamarra Cesar and Mompós, which is a beautiful, beautiful town. It was a very important city in the colonial times. It was the most important commercial port of Colombia in the colony. And it has this, all the branch, all that part, it's all, you feel like you are in the middle of the literature of García Márquez, or you are stopped in the time and going back to the, like, 100 years ago.
Yeah, no, it is just like that. Well, no, and of course, I've got
fair amount of interest in there. My father-in-law is from Gamarra Cesar, and then all of my in-laws are from the river area, so and then Mompos. Of course, those of you who listen to this show will know that I have a small guest house there, so I'm very appreciative of awake adventures for passing through. But now you do an eight-day trip. Describe to us a little bit about the accommodation. How many hours paddling on the kayaks per day? Tell me a little bit about this.
Okay, the accommodation, it depends. Mm-hmm. Depends because the towns there, they vary. They're a bit different. So we begin in... Actually, right now, we begin in Tamalameque, mm-hmm. which is downstream Gamarra.
Yeah.
There, the accommodation is in a small hotel mm-hmm. with air conditioning. Not luxury, very basic, but mm-hmm. very clean and comfortable.
Is it the only hotel in Tamalameque? Because I think I've stayed there.
I think there are two hotels.
That's right.
Yeah. And we give this introduction to mm-hmm. to paddling, to the paddling technique, some security instructions, and we paddle almost like between, I would say, 4 and 8 hours a day in the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all the time paddling because we take it very, very easy.
Yeah.
We eat our lunch sometimes on the kayak. We sleep on the kayak sometimes and let the river take us along this beautiful landscape, mm-hmm. Which is the branch of the river of Mompos.
Mm-hmm.
It has not a very small amount of traffic, so it's very peaceful and quiet. And then we get to a beautiful port right in a curve of a river, which is called El Banco Magdalena.
Mm-hmm.
And El Banco Magdalena, it's a very special town because it's full of history and cultural heritage.
Mm-hmm.
It's the place, they say that there's in El Banco, the cumbia was born. And I wouldn't say that the cumbia was born in El Banco because it was a rhythm that was a lot before done by the indigenous communities there, and then it began this mixture with the African culture, the mm-hmm. African music, the Spanish music as well, and la cumbia right now it's, I would say, the most representative cultural rhythm of Latin America, I would say. Because it has been spreading and taking these mixes mm-hmm. among the different countries. But here in Colombia, if you want cumbia, the real, the authentic and preserved, you would have to go to El Banco.
El Banco Magdalena.
Because José Barros, mm-hmm. which is one of the most representative composers of cumbia, I would say like contemporary cumbia, he was born there.
Yes.
And a very, very famous songs of the cumbia are made by him. So, and his daughter organizes this festival, the cumbia festival in El Banco Magdalena. And that's the trip that it's coming in August.
So this is the August 14th to August 19th. You have this trip that takes in the cumbia festival in El Banco Magdalena. I'm quickly going to interject and say, I've never heard El Banco described as beautiful, but equally, I'm sure the river is beautiful. The town, whatever. But anyway, I've spent a lot of time there. So anyway, so you have this trip now that's going to start in Tamalameque. It's a great name, isn't it? The indigenous name, Tamalameque. And it will go through El Banco. They'll spend 2 days in El Banco.
Yes.
At the festival, and then they leave for Guamal?
For
Guamal, which is a town in between.
Yeah, it's the smallest of the towns. They don't have paved roads.
The
door of the church, it's a touristic attraction. They take you there to the door, that it's a beautiful door.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why is this door so special?
I don't know. It's very beautiful,
okay.
Handmade by the... Yes. Someone there.
Okay, and then you go on to Mompos, and of course we all know all that. But we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about this trip, because this show is going to be a shout-out for people wanting to go on this kayaking trip. So we'll take a short break. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall, talking to Miguel Torres of Awake Adventures. We'll be right back.
live call-in shows, and hosts from your favorite countries. This is the Overseas Radio Network.
Are you looking to invest, live, or retire overseas? Before you pack your bags, you need to log on to NagelLaw.com. It's the only stop you need to make for global business, asset protection, estate planning, overseas residency, and citizenship needs. Our experts have experience working in 41 countries around the world. Starting a business abroad can be overwhelming without expert help. We assist clients with foreign trust, foundations, corporations, LLCs, IBCs, and property acquisition. Need help with IRA assets abroad, capital formation, foreign securities issues, banking, brokerage, or finance needs? NagelLaw.com. We ensure compliance with U.S. tax and regulatory laws. We engineer global structures to help our clients achieve their personal business objectives. Get started today. To find out about our introductory personal asset protection plan, visit us online, NagelLaw.com. We represent capital overseas.
From China's Great Wall to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, this is the Overseas Radio Network.
And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall. I'm here with Miguel Torres of Awake Adventures. Let's check him out. That's www.awakeadventures.com. And I think it's important, you know, we've been talking about what Awake Adventures offer. We're talking about their products. We've been talking about the up and coming trip on the Magdalena River, you know, a trip of a lifetime. So the sort of 5-day trip that takes in the Cumbia Festival in El Banco. So leaving from Tamalameque on August the 14th, going through Tamalameque, El Banco, Guamal, and then to the colonial city of Mompós, founded in 1537. You know, García Márquez's land. But, you know, the Magdalena River is really, you know, like a vein, like one of Colombia's arteries. The reason why these towns are here is because it was the highway, this river. And now there's a lot of talk about dredging the river, you know, dragging it and putting, let's say, fluvial traffic back on it and cargo. And there are plans and what. But they don't seem to have taken into account tourism. Tell us a little bit about what might be happening now in this stretch of the river upon which you kayak.
I would say that it's the Magdalena River, and especially those parts of the lowest Magdalena part. I would say it's a forgotten land for the policymakers and everyone in the country. I would say that the country gave the back to the river. And say hello to the roads, to the paved roads and the trucks, and they forgot the river, traveling through the river. I remember I would hear, totally marveled, the stories of my grandfather, that he went traveling from Barranquilla to Honda in steamboats with the
paddle, almost like
crocodile, alligators in the edges of the river, and right now the river, it's a little bit the trash can of the Colombia, and they have this image that the river is totally contaminated and that the river is just for I don't know, for nothing. Nearest days, they've been saying, okay, we are going to recover the river. But they are just thinking about the economic paradigm.
It's okay.
Paradigm of development and growth and just transportation, cargo transportation, cost efficiently.
Yeah.
But they are forgetting all the heritage that river has. And it's not just cultural, it's also environmentally.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very diverse place. Actually, the Ciénaga Grande de Magdalena, it's one of the UNESCO's World Heritage Biosphere Reserve. And you can find, like, all these wetlands totally full of fauna and flora, which is beautiful. That's on the river. That's the river. That's the river basin. But the country just thinks it about like that there's a river and we don't know anything about it, and we are going to be, it's going to become a highway to transport cargo cost efficiently.
Yeah, where you know,
here we are.
This is the I don't know what you call it, the country's in a hurry to sort of industrialize everything and sell everything. And in Mompox a few years ago, I remember that the whole a delegation from China were coming through because they wanted to drag it. And you get worried, you know, that maybe Colombia isn't setting the terms for this like progress. The negative impacts will far outweigh the positive incomes. I can't say, but it's really tough. And you know, so you say that they haven't. They're not considering the natural side of this.
All right. I would say not. They're not considering it. But there's always people that says and argues the policies, the official policies, and sometimes they achieve things, important things.
Okay.
And I would say that now I've heard that they're planning. The tourism part of this new regeneration of the river. Let's see how it's about. Mm-hmm. I just know that we are going to still we will keep traveling through the river and trying to make Colombians and foreigners to connect with this very important river, which is. I would say one of the most important heritage that we have.
Yeah, it's a natural heritage here in Colombia. And of course, everything has taken place on this river. You know, it is the history of Colombia. And then, you know, Bolivar sailed up and down at the indigenous tribes beforehand, so Aboriginal Colombia, and then, you know, the Republican era. And even the way it was left behind by the, as you said, the roads, is part of Colombian history. You know, so very important. Now, let's move on to this tour again. So that this trip, the Awake Adventures, are looking to sell the trip, the Cumbia cultural kayak trip, let's say, from August 14th to the 19th, at its net value to people who want to promote this. So we want to get the message out there. So this is a call out for, who are you looking for? Bloggers, journalists? You're looking for anyone.
Yeah, almost anyone that want to live this experience I've just talked about.
Yes.
And get to a beautiful place where you can find the most representative stories of the popular Colombia.
Yeah.
And so we're inviting pretty much anyone who wants. We would encourage like bloggers or journalists to do this trip with us. We won't earn any.
You won't earn a peso.
Yeah, no, any peso.
Yeah.
We want just people to go there, leave it, and talk about it.
Yeah. So.
We really care a lot about this place, this river, and we will keep doing it until it is. We want to visualize the river.
But it is your signature trip, and I understand this. And so you want journalists, you want video makers, you want people who are going to get, you know, properly promoted, not just someone who's thinking of creating a blog and going, well, I'm going to go on it. You want people who are established and have a proper following, who are active, you know. And so this is a shout out. You know, I've seen these trips. I've never taken one. I've seen them as they come through Mompox. Get involved. If you are, even if you're a Spanish speaker, French speaker, English speaker, it doesn't matter what language your blog is, I think, if you are prepared to put in the hours and promote and properly understand what Awake Adventures are doing and what this trip on the Magdalena River, the importance of it, then get in touch. And you can get in touch through the website, that's www.awakeadventures.com. awakeadventures.com. And on there you can find the phone numbers, email addresses, and I'm sure Miguel or Laura, David, they will all be there to answer it and then see if you're the type of person that they want coming on the trip. But it's, you know, it's a trip of a lifetime. And what a wonderful opportunity, if you know, just to pay the net value of the trip and to do it and to write about it. I think that's pretty special. So if there are any of you out there, listeners, who want to get on this, get in touch through the website awakeadventures.com. Now, what else can you offer me in this period of the year that's really special? We're going to move off the river slightly, but what else? What is particularly special in, let's say, July, August, September, October here in Colombia that Awake Adventures can offer the traveling public?
Okay, the seasons right now, destinations with special seasons right now are, one is Caño Cristales, which is one of the most beautiful landscapes of Colombia, and I like to promote not just Caño Cristales, mm-hmm. but La Macarena.
Yes.
A town, a small town, which it has been the center of the conflict, and right now with tourism, the people have changed coke grows for tourism, mm-hmm. and the tourism there it has been brilliantly executed by locals, mm. very aware of their territory, with local guides going from school to being guides and very like owning their land, feeling their land and their caño, and they are very very careful with the environmental impact and they are very aware of this cultural mm-hmm. inter-exchange with travelers. Mm-hmm. I really love La Macarena, yeah. more than the caño. The caño is beautiful, mm-hmm. but when you go to the Macarena and see the things that are happening there, you feel that as Colombian, you feel that this country is totally possible, and that tourism has a very important role on that, on changing and making this country a better country. That's one place. Mm-hmm. The other one is whale watching season, mm-hmm. in the Pacific Colombian coast. Mm-hmm. We go there to two national natural parks. Mm-hmm. One is Bahía Málaga, beside Cali, very near Cali, mm-hmm. which is one of the main Colombian cities. And Bahía Málaga has this is very special because we do their kayaking 2, 3, or 5 day expeditions with whales, and seeing this beautiful mixture of the Pacific Colombian coast of jungle, waterfalls, rocky mountains, right beside the ocean. That's beautiful.
And whales.
And whales. Yeah. And we go to the Chocó as well. Mm-hmm. We like to go to Chocó. We don't sell hotels of foreigners. Mm-hmm. We go there to community operated places. Mm-hmm. We go to two places. One is the National Natural Park Ensenada de Utría, mm-hmm. which is operated by Mano Cambiada, which is a local association. And we go to Termales, mm-hmm. a small town that built a spa in a hot spring fountain that they have. And they are working as well on tourism. And Chocó has, Colombia has that for me. And it's a very contradictory realities, mm-hmm. because the places where you see the poverty and a lot of need from the local people are the places for me that you have the greatest experiences, because you share with people, they have these incredible ecosystems, landscapes, like breathtaking views everywhere, and I don't know, that's why we do this. Mm-hmm. We like to go traveling to these places off the beaten touristic path. And I would say that currently the season, or if you are in Colombia, you should go or to Caño Cristales, mm-hmm. or to the Pacific Colombian coast to the whale watching season.
Mm-hmm. It is phenomenal. I have been to both, and I can tell you, the listeners out there, it's absolutely unbelievable. You will not be disappointed. Caño Cristales, of course, the the multicolored river, or the colored river of seven colors. It's the ones you see online with the purple and the reds and the greens, and of course the whale watching in the on the Pacific coast, where the jungles just tumble straight into the ocean, and then you've got the humpback, or what they call them here, was it jorobada or, mm-hmm. or yubarta? You know, as they breach and they're teaching their young calves how to breach as well. It's really special. The tourism here is you know, it's growing and it's hopefully going in the right direction. But it's been a real pleasure to talk to you, Miguel, because talking about awake adventures is talking about, you know, young people interested in protecting and, you know, improving Colombia's image and also the tourism offering here. So thank you for your time. Thank you for, you know, sharing with us your enthusiasm, which it has been an enthusiasm. And so, you know, I only hope that sometime in the future we can get you back on the show and you'll tell us about more projects.
Of course, Richard. Thank you. Thank to all the listeners. And yes, I hope let's talk again in the future.
Yeah. All right. So listen, you heard it all. There is a trip coming up August 14th to 19th at Net Value on the Magdalena River. If you're interested, you're a blogger, you're a journalist, you're a video maker, look them up at www.awakeadventures.com. So that's the end of the show today, folks. I'm Richard McCall. This has been Columbia Calling. I hope you've enjoyed it.
This podcast was produced in part by Podfly.net. Podfly, passion for great sounding podcasts.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.